Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As an adult, having an everyday job feels easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing Globe Prepaid offers Go Plus promos where you can choose the data that you want, and with Go Plus 99 Go Work, accomplishing all your work tasks becomes easier. With a total of 16 GB of data, you can now have 8 GB of all sites to do what you need in 8 GB of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app. GCash or dial *143# hashtag on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 Go Work.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to another episode of The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. Today, I will keep my promise, my pending promise, that I would send a video for those who are interested to know more about the No Dull Moment method. And here it is. I will just turn it into an episode of my podcast. And No Dull Moment, Speak and Sell Your Way to a Six-Figure Income, is all about learning how to speak like a pro. There are other programs there that can help you, teach you to speak eloquently, have the right grammar, the posture, all these things. But here, I teach people to be a professional speaker, or how to speak like a professional, especially in high-stakes situations where you need to get a raise, or you need to get investors, or you need to close the sale, or probably just building relationships with your clients. And it's a coincidence that just before this, I had a presentation for a multinational. They are the number one in their field. It's like they have captured 35% of the market compared to others, the next one of which is around 4%, that far a gap. So it's a high-stakes situation. And how do you close that deal so that they will get me as the speaker for their event? Then they can choose from so many other speakers. So those are some examples. But here, I'm going to teach you, as part of my No Dull Moment roadmap, Speak and Sell Your Way to a Six-Figure Income roadmap, wherein I teach how you can create powerful presentations and plan it. So this is the structure which I will be sharing in a while, the more conventional one, and I have the more advanced one as well, so that when people hear your speech, they would remember your most important points, therefore anchoring what your talk is all about. Because the worst thing that you can experience in a seminar, in a presentation, is that after the speaker speaks for an hour, for half a day, you ask your seatmate, what do you learn? And chances are, your seatmate will say, well, madami. Whatever that means. Ani madami, basta. So dito, pag tinanong nila, what do you learn? Your seatmate can answer coherently, can answer straight. that this is what I learned because you have planned your presentations ahead. And this is part of the architect where we plan powerful presentations with punch. Ayon. In Tagalog, yung mga may suntok. Nakapakinig na ba kayo ng mga speakers na ang galing? Pero yung presentation nila, wala talagang suntok. Have you ever encountered someone who's so eloquent? They have all these highfalutin, galing magsalita, technical words. Pero pagdating sa presentation, walang suntok. Hindi mo nararamdaman. Now, how do you have a presentation that packs a punch? That because it packs a punch, it becomes more memorable than other talks that they would encounter, than other talks that they would hear, even though they're the same topic, you show them a different angle of that talk. Now, this is part of the No Dull Moment Roadmap, which I teach in my masterclass and eventually in my mastermind. And I'd like to invite you later on because finally, we will be having our No Dull Moment Transformation Camp. It is a 1.5-day program and it is the prerequisite for you to join the masterclass. And I'm excited because it is the first time I will be releasing this year. If you have seen my post, the reason for that is because I was really busy the past few months. Through God's grace, I have done more than 50 speaking engagements in the past 3 months. And unfortunately, I was doing it while I was sick. Nagkasakit po ako, kaya hindi ako masyadong nagpo-post. I didn't do any live FB sessions. And even doing podcasts would be such, kumbaga, ano siya, nahirapan akong gawin. Dahil sa pack na schedule, kasi hindi lang na may speaking engagement, you have to prepare for it. But doing it while I was not well. And the good thing about it is even though I didn't promote, my clients kept coming back without knowing my condition. And I thought that laying low would be the answer, the solution for me to get better. But it was working and continuously going, moving forward that kept me occupied and eventually made me better health-wise. So that's going to be part of my topics also on how you can build deep relationships with your clients because I've been working with clients in the pandemic, clients that I have spoken to since 2012 and up until today, you're still my dear clients. So here we go. Let's start. Now, I have some friends like my good friend, Randall Tiongson, who actually attended this program in 2008. And in a way, he said that it helped him become a professional. As a professional speaker, it helped him. Binibiro ko kasi siya eh. Before, when he speaks, it's more technical, like a professor. But now he's so engaging. And I'm a fan of this man, Randall Tiongson, one of the best speakers, most respected in the finance industry. And of course, my friend, Marvin Guillermo, who joined in 2016 program, he told me, you know, Jason, the things that you're teaching, I've been doing them, but I don't know that I have been doing them. It's like I'm a baby you threw in the water and just learned to swim. Ngayon naintindihan ko na yung mga principles. And I'm also a fan of Marvin Guillermo, a very good friend, both of them. He is an international speaker, an investor, and also, these two are my mentors in finance, in stocks, which is his book, Stock Smarts. Yan ang importante, no? In this journey, we work along with people and we help each other, we mentor each other. And that's what I want to do as well in the No Dull Moment program. And just a background about me, I've been speaking for 22 years, just in case this is the first time you're listening to the podcast. And I've been doing it 9 years professionally. I've had so many failures in the past, something that I want you not to experience anymore. And I remember way back when I was like 25 or 26 years old, I had this talk for a small group of managers. And I was so terrified. I was so nervous that I kept on repeating the same gestures over and over again for a half-day talk. And I had so many fillers. Talaga? Tama? Hindi pala talaga? Tama? And I was talking to my slides. And then while I was discussing a portion, I noticed in my peripheral vision that two managers were actually copying me. Ganun sila, tas they're looking at each other. And then when I face them, they would look at me as if they're listening. And then when I turn around, they didn't know that I can see. They were mocking me. And I felt so bad. I really felt so bad. It's just good that their head was kind enough and share that. They learned a lot, but I know that I didn't do well. I wasn't well prepared. At that moment, I wanted to quit. For 2 to 3 weeks, I was depressed. I don't think that I'm meant to be a speaker. I wasn't still a professional speaker back then. So I was just doing it on the side. I have so many things that I was doing as an entrepreneur. So I can just quit speaking. But, you know, today, for the life of me, I can't remember the faces of those two managers. I don't remember their names. But I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful to them because they have given me a gift. Ever since that time, I'm never unprepared for speaking engagements. Even for meetings, I really prepare because of that experience. Until today, it makes me sick to my stomach. But what a gift to be excellent. You need critics. And wherever you are, the two of you, kayong asungot, hindi, kayong mga managers kayo, maraming salamat sa inyo. Now, here are some talks that I've done pre-pandemic and now online. And online is really great. Same volume, same number of talks. However, you get to go to different places, unlike when it's live. So ngayon, from in the morning, I will speak in Iloilo, and then in the afternoon, I will speak in Baguio. That's impossible before. Now it's possible, and sometimes I get to speak with audiences from different countries like California, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, of course here in the Philippines, all in one place. That's possible today. So if you think that there's no opportunity for online now, there's so much opportunity. It's a hybrid. Eventually, things will open up. So you're online and on stage. These principles will work for you.
Do you work more than 8 hours a day with meetings from day and night? Well, Globe Prepaid has got your back. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 for just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently as you utilize Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram for the whole week. With a total of 16 GB of data, you can now have 8 GB of all sites to do what you need and 8 GB of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 and other Go Plus offers, you can break free and be a boss.
So this is the structure that you can use, and we will provide a link so that you can download the structure, and every time you have a talk, you can just use this as a one-page cheat sheet to structure your talks, the no dull moment speech format. I've just coached a financial advisor who closed ₱100 million deal, and she was invited to different groups. So I coached her, and she said that her talk improved by, I don't know, hundreds of percents more, maybe 500% from what I've seen her do in the past. And I love it because she has a fantastic, fantastic story. Na kahit na maliit, she would take care of her clients even though wala siyang kikitain, may electrician na pumunta sa bahay nila, tapos nalagaan niya yung tao na she really cared and showed her a program for her. She won't be earning much from that. Kaya nakuklose yung mga malalaking accounts. And she created the narrative out of that. And we started with a speech format. The speech format. The problem with talks is that, well, I'm starting at a blank paper, staring at a blank paper. I don't know how to start. I don't know what to do with my talk. How will I do it? I have so many stories, so many illustrations, clueless how to organize my content. Ang problema ngayon, hindi yung lack of content. Ang problema yung flood, info glut. So much content na you have to just choose which is the most important. In my advanced classes, I teach the one belief. How you would present your one belief, it's like celebrating one birthday at a time. And I'm not spontaneous. You see, one of the comments that I usually get is, you know, Jason, I'm not like you. You're so spontaneous. You're so natural. I am not spontaneous at all. I am not natural at all. Everything that I do, it may look spontaneous, but I've planned ahead how I would present it, even the jokes that look so spontaneous. And incidentally, comedians prepare just as much. You think that they're so spontaneous, but they're not. They have prepared and practiced over and over again. That's why they look spontaneous. And I have too many ideas. How many of you have had this experience? I've invited one of my students to present to a group. I mean, when I was speaking, I gave her a 5-minute slot. And in that 5 minutes, she shared more than 10 ideas. Na ako yung nalulunod. And I had to correct her. And then I gave her an opportunity again. And she presented for around 30 minutes. Yun 5 minutes, ha? 10 ideas. Ito 30 minutes, she just presented one big idea. And the audience loved it. The audience loved it. So first, as I was mentioning, never ever start your talk without a one big idea. What is your one big idea? Is your one big idea a concept? Is it a philosophy? Is it a quote that you want your talk to revolve around? Is it a philosophical view, that one big idea, or something that's applicable, right? Like when I did my talk recently about Unique, the 4 personality types. If you have been listening to my podcast, you know what it's all about. I keep on mentioning it over and over again. And I started the talk with, well, the golden rule. Do unto others what you want others to do unto you. But I said that when it comes to people, it's not treat others the way you want to be treated, an iteration of the golden rule. It has to be treat others the way they want to be treated. Because the way you want to be treated may not be the way others want to be treated. And that's my one idea. My whole talk revolved around that. Revolved around that. And I used this in a 1-hour talk. And I've also used this in a 7-hour talk. Revolving around that central one big idea to anchor all of your content and make it really powerful in such a way that it's going to be memorable. Because powerful presentations is all about retention, how people would remember your content so that they can use your content. Kasi gumawa ka nga ng content, ang ganda nga, hindi naman nila matandaan, then it is going to be the best kept secret. Now, pagkatapos na ng one big idea, never start your talk without it. Doon ka magsisimula. Huwag mo isipin yung mga illustrations mo, huwag mo isipin yung mga stories mo. Mag-start ka muna with the one big idea. From there, you now have your opening. Yung opening mo. Yung opening should always be rehearsed. The first 3 to 5 minutes or maybe longer of your talk should be rehearsed. Meaning, hindi siya memorized, no? Internalized mo siya. And then you practice it over and over again. Okay? Whether it's a joke, an anecdote, or your personal story, which is the most powerful of all. Right? And my suggestion, there are many formats of an opening. So, ang opening, parang yan yung lumilipad tayo. Okay? Mag-launch ka. Yan ang pinakamahirap sa lahat. Kaya pag hindi rehearsed, ang hirap. Maaring yung audience mo different from what you're accustomed to. So naninibago ka. So kinakabahan ka ngayon. Pero pag rehearsed siya, kahit sino yung audience mo, hindi ka nakakabahan kasi magfo-flow ka na eh. Until you move on to the parts na yung hindi mo siya nirehearsed, yung mga points na, and you go through the motions. Okay? I'll show later, no, para hindi tayo mawawala. Kasi ito, no, it's like a roadmap. Well, let's just use the term blueprint. para hindi tayo naliligaw. So, lumipad ka ngayon, you flew, ayan, like a rocket ship, na ang pinakamahirap is the launch. And once you break through the atmosphere, Earth's atmosphere, then dire-diretso ka na. Ganun din. Kailangan makapture mo yung audience mo in the first minute, first 2 minutes. So I would practice mga ways to make people smile or even laugh in the first 30 seconds to 1 minute. Captured mo na sila kagad nun. Okay? It will make your talk a whole lot easier. The opening. Ano yung mga opening natin? Okay? Yung opening, you can actually use 3 types of openings. And I share more advanced concepts in the masterclass. And later I'll be sharing when the transformation camp will be, the nodal moment transformation camp. Ang opening, unang-una would be to ask questions, the most basic, ask questions. Okay? Yung questions like, who among you wants to be successful? Questions that are universal. Or that's a little bit cheesy. Kasi pa ako, pag may mga cheesy questions ako, hinahaluan ko ng humor eh. Yan. Diba? Kaya hindi na siya nagiging cheesy. Or intentionally, I make it cheesy para unknowingly, bigla akong hihirit ng nakakatawa. So you can ask questions like, who among you were stressed last year? Who among you were super stressed last year? Did you know that stress is one of the top killers? Top 10 to 15 killers. So if you raise your hand, if you raised it, look at the person beside you. Ayan. Kantahan mo nga, sabihin mo, paalam na aking... Yon. Tawanan na yon. Okay, that's a sample of an opening. And questions. Second is factoids. Yung mga facts na pag narinig nila yung mga facts na yan, okay, wow. It will blow them away. Right? Maybe a statistic on... Wag na COVID, ah. Pagod na yung mga tao dyan. Statistic in business, you know that 90% of businesses fail on the first 5 years. Or you will experience a crisis financially in the next 10 years. 8 out of 10 people will experience that. That's a factoid. And then the third would be once upon a time. You are engaged right now, hopefully. It's because I kept on sharing stories. Be a storyteller. So share stories, and the most powerful stories would be your personal stories.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, after opening, you start flying. We start flying after our opening session, after sharing your rehearsed talk, and you use the most powerful principle in speaking, the rule of three. And this has been studied by the U.S. Marine Corps in their chain of command hierarchy. Para alam nila kagad kung sino yung under the command of the colonel, three, under the sergeant, under this, under that, under the general. So, nangyari, yung rule of three, meron kang format na 3 points.
Tapos dun mo ipapasok yung mga iba't ibang points. It doesn't mean that you have many points, but you have 3 points. 3 points that can serve as anchors. Okay? Minsan, di ba, yung nakikinig ka sa isang speaker, talagang daming ideas, sabog-sabog na. Ikaw din, pagod na yung utak mo. Pero meron din mga speakers na nakikinig ka, you're so engaged. It's like time flew. Kaya some of my clients would be surprised. May isang nagtanong sa akin, Jason, how long should we do the program? And since they're my past client, I told them, why not do it for 2 days? So that it's gonna be like an online retreat. And he answered me, ha? 2 days? For online? Hindi ba masyadong mahaba yun? And I'm happy that the big boss trusted me and complied with the 2 days. And they were so happy because some of the participants, one said that, well, several said that it's as if they are not online. They felt like they are parang live lang dahil kukwentuhan kami, may mga breakout rooms. So yung rule of three, yung anchor natin, yeah, think of your 3 points. What would they be? What would those 3 points be? Okay? They have to be connected, and it's better if you have a theme which would make the 3 points pop out, stand out. Like I have the 3 C's of a champion, yeah, character, competence, chemistry. And after 10 years, if I ask some of the participants who joined, do you remember the 3 C's? Ayon. Kaya yung 3 C's. Why should we learn how to give? Ayan na. Okay, be generous, be ganito, be ganyan. So 3 points siya. Okay? Once you join my program, I will teach you more on how this works. But the central idea would be 3 points. So this is my first point. Okay? Task ko siya yung mga content ko. Second point, third point. And then use that as an anchor. Okay? Para ikaw din mismo hindi ka nawawala. May friend ako. His name is Jason Chua. He uses the rule of three for meetings. He joined my program before and it's funny. Sa lahat ng sasabihin niya, hindi speaking yung pinaka natutunan niya. You know yung rule of three? Grabe. I learned so much from it because now yung meetings namin just three. And ang bilis namin natatapos and nakafocus kami. Pag wala dun sa three, ipapark namin yan. Pag-usapan namin and on another day. So the rule of three, very, very powerful stuff. Kaya nga, Tito Vic and Joey, the Three Stooges, the Three Musketeers, Goldilocks, and the Five Bears. Alanganin, di ba? 4 bears, hindi pa din. 2.5 bears. Pero pag saming 3, wow. Yung memory kasi natin, ang natatandaan lang natin is at the most, hanggang umaabot tayo ng 9. Tama ba? Ayan, napaisip tuloy ako. Sorry, 7 pala. 7. Okay, pag umover na tayo ng 7, pag 9, ano na? Nawawala na tayo. Kaya yung cellphone natin, di ba? Ang cellphone, meron siya yung first 4 na generic. And then after that, 7 yung digits ng next. Kaya ganun yun. Napabilang tuloy ako. Oh, ano pala, no? 6, tapos 10. Okay. Erase. Kakatapos ko lang kasi mag-meeting. Medyo ano pa ako. Low energy, low bat. Nag-gather pa ako ng baterya. Ayan. Yan din ang pwede niyong gawin kapag nawawala kayo sa mga talks niyo. Don't take yourself too seriously. And the last one is closing. Just like the opening, closing should be rehearsed. It should be rehearsed. At least 3 to 5 minutes rehearsed. And how do you close and pack a punch? You use, again, a story. You use yung illustration. You use your own experiences, testimony, or maybe an anecdote, but it has to be rehearsed. Para yung closing natin, yan yung landing. Alam mo na kung kailan ka magla-land, alam mo na kung kailan mo tatapusin yung speech mo. Okay? In closing, there are so many variations, but it won't be as powerful if we do not rehearse it. Ayan na. Landing na tayo. So this is the simple, no dull moment speech format. Opening, 3 points, and closing. Use this wherever, whenever you will give a speech, whenever you will speak. Ayan. And if you're engaged right now, you're watching this. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, this is also on video in Jason Law on my Facebook page. You can watch me there live and showing you the illustrations, showing you the graphs. And you can also download this and we will provide the link there. Ayan, para ma-download nyo yung ating one-page cheat sheet na no dull moment format. So it's just amazing how professional speakers would do it. In my advanced lessons, which I'll be teaching in the transformation camp, I also showed the one belief. Yung one belief na kahit ng haba ng talk mo, meron kang one belief. And recently, I did this for a group of trainers for a company, a multinational, around 80 people. When I shared the one belief to them, they have been speaking for the longest time, some of them a decade or decades, and some of them are teaching thousands of people. But they are not familiar with the one belief. And when they learned about it, they were blown away. Wow! Grabe yung one belief, no? Yun pala yun. Okay? Kaya pakakita mo yung professional speaker tsaka yung mga hindi. Just by this principle alone, you will stand out from the rest of the speakers, from the rest of the crowd, and make your talk more memorable. Yeah, I shared here some of the things that you can use in opening, once upon a time, factoid, question. And then with the rule of three, okay, we have some formats there that would be easier, like the PPF, the past, present, future, same letter point, okay? An example of that would be the three C's, story, message, gain, car is a challenge, action, result, okay? We practice this so you can get familiarized with one structure. And just like me, since I'm so familiar with it, whenever I have live interviews on TV or radio, I get to use the cheat sheet so I won't get lost. Especially kapag ninenervous tayo, no? Dahil ang nangyayari is that yung parang hindi ka mawala. Lalo na sa mga, high stakes situation. I remember in one TV show, I was asked to share about money principles. Tapos I was only given like 2 minutes live. Tapos, before we went on air, 1 minute before, yung host sabi sa akin, Jason, can you just do this instead? So, hindi ako familiar with it. And ito yung nangyari. Ah, hindi ako familiar. Familiar ako dun sa structure. Kaya nabago ko siya, creating a talk in like 1 minute with the 3 points while creating a totally different 3 points from what I have prepared for a live show for 2 minutes. Okay? And if I can do it, you can too. Yeah. Now, let me just show you the format for the one belief over there. And this is it. This is the advanced structure that I will be teaching in the transformation camp, which is happening. Yes. In preparation for 2022, it's going to happen this year, December 17 and 18. So December 17 in the evening, that's going to be a Friday, and December 18 on a Saturday for 1.5 days. You'll be with me and you'll be with the No Dull Moment, mga graduates, to share their stories and to help also facilitate the program. And amazing, amazing things will be happening there. That's why it's a transformation camp, because you also get to discover your purpose as a speaker. Even though the title is No Dull Moment, Speak and Sell Your Way to a Six-Figure Income, we want to earn from speaking and to make our passion profitable. But the most important part would be to know our purpose and to know your values, which is totally connected to speaking and how you deliver your message to the world. Because the world needs you and you have a voice. A voice that you can use to influence and to transform lives. Now, this is the roadmap again. We will be discussing the first three on the roadmap for the transformation camp. And here is the link to register for the transformation camp. Okay, I'm going to flash it here on the screen. And for those who are tuning into the podcast, we will be sharing the link to you if you email us at jason@jasonlaw.com. And apologies for those who actually were waiting for the video. We had some technical difficulties with our website. Ayan, and we're still fixing it because we'll be coming up with a new Jason Law website. Watch out for that as we give more value to you guys. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Here it is. If you're listening to the podcast, you can email us at jason@jasonlaw.com. So that's going to be for 1.5 days. The rate is there. And my promise for you is that after you attend that program, yun, you will learn to speak like a pro and you will be much better than 99% of the speakers that you will encounter or speakers in your industry. Kasi mas gagaling ka eh. Dahil ngayon, alam mo na kung paano siya gawin like a professional speaker. So again, maraming salamat. This is The Unique Life where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I hope you can join me on December 17 and 18, Friday to Saturday. Ayan, that's gonna be like mga a week from now and I'm so excited to see you guys. Whew, for a live session, I mean a live online session. Maraming salamat sa inyo. God bless you all.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.